Hello again. My name is Gerda Snyman and I'm talking about life after divorce. Today I will talk about how I dealt with the pain and rejection by focusing on God and His promises. I was listening to a sermon about the life of Leah and Jacob. Leah felt rejected and was having children in an effort that her husband would see her and love her. It is described in Genesis 29, verse 31 to 35. When giving birth, she said, "Surely my husband will love me now, and then now my husband will become attached to me." But after giving birth to Judah, she said, "This time I will praise the Lord." Then she stopped having children. Only when she focused her eyes on the Lord did she have peace. She didn't know that Jesus, our Savior, was to be born from the tribe of Judah. God will work out everything for the good of those who love Him, according to Romans 8, verse 28. His promise is still true today, and that was what I focused on. I had to trust Him to lead me through the rejection, pain, and hurt that I thought would never end. I had to find peace in Him and in His Word. I had to trust God that He will work this out for my good. I couldn't see it either at the time. I couldn't see a future for myself in ministry or how I should proceed with my life. The rejection, shame, and stigma of being divorced was overbearing, and the gossiping I heard did not help at all. But God showed me that I was loved by Him. He took my pain and shame upon Himself on the cross. It took some time, but I rested in that. Only after some years could I see how He worked it out for the good. I came closer to Him over time and trusted Him more to fend for me like a husband would. I know He is all and in all. Next time I will talk about the process of forgiveness and healing. Thank you for listening.